with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Jethro FM, WBRN, JIM in Lansing, and all the rest of you guys that are out there, thank you for tuning in. We are just a couple dudes that like to grill, and we talk about it quite a bit.
Our sleep.
Just ask our wives, right? they're like, they've had enough of this stuff, but I hope
you
haven't.
Do you ever just yell because you burnt yourself while you're sleeping?
Maybe cussing. Yeah, right. What? You know, she wakes up.
I'll do this cheesy bean dip that I didn't get to because I was babbling on too long about the stinking artichoke. Okie dokie. This is pinot vinegar and some crumbled bacon, and that is your dip. You're gonna smash those beans, and you're gonna cover it with all kinds of cheese and jalapeno, and just throw it in the oven. It's so easy. There's a brand of bean that I love. It's the yellow,
Great Northern.
No, it's the logo. It's the yellow. Everything they do is in a yellow can. They're out of Texas.
Don't know.
Can't think of the name of it.
We're 0-2 on giving you brand recommendations
on the memory
today.
Here. Yeah,
right.
So anyway, I'll come up with it when we leave.
Sure. Yeah, he'll post it on Facebook. Yeah.
So let's talk about roasting vegetables. And again, if you are going to the farmers markets, what are you going to be buying? What do you like buying at the farmers
market? That I've liked in the past, I'll grab some, and it reminds me to do those kind of things. You know, so. When I was growing up, my parents grew a very large garden, so I was exposed to a lot of different vegetables. And it's not a root vegetable because it grows above the ground, but it's in the cabbage family, and it's called a kohlrabi. Kohlrabi is about the size, when it's mature, it's about the size of a baseball. And it had several little leaf sprouts all the way around it, so when you clip it, there's like a bunch of little fingers when you've taken the leaves off. But you cook that, I slice it really thin and cook it in a little bit of garlic and butter. And the kohlrabi is a peppery. It's the same consistency of a beet, okay? It's pretty dense and pretty hard. That's why you slice it thin and fry it. But it's peppery. And it's a really, really...
What's it called?
Kohlrabi, K-O-H-L-A-R-B-I, something like that, but it's about the size of a baseball, and all the leaf stems come off the bulb, which is above the ground. Huh. So you trim all the
leaf. Is there another name for this?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
Kohlrabi.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you find one?
Farmer's market. There's people.
Your mom grew those?
Yeah, my dad did.
Your dad did.
My dad had a huge garden when I was growing up, and he grew them all the time. But they look like they'd be a root vegetable, but they're not.
They
stick up out of the ground.
They're a little bit like artichoke, then, where the leaves come off.
Yeah, maybe,
but
no, because it's got a hard skin on it.
Huh?
And that's why you slice it. But it's really tasty. But that's a different one that
kohlrabi.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look.
So that's
that
one
up.
Of the things that it's real. It's a real deal.
So you could like roast it around the campfire at deer camp.
You could, but it's better sliced because it's really hard. It's a hard vegetable, and you slice it thin and then just put a little heat on it, and it softens it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And makes it like a member of the radish family.
Oh.
Kind of that thing. You know, that consistency.
So back to the pinot beans, it's Goya is the brand I like.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Goya.
Yeah, see, he remembered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And my second call would be La Preferada. That's not bad. But the Goya beans are perfect. I use their Negros as well. But the Pintos for refried beans, I'm not a big fan of refried black beans.
No?
Some people like them. Anyway, a beet is a wonderful root vegetable to roast. And it's coming to deer camp time. So this is one time I'll break my aluminum rule. And I will actually wrap dirty beets. You just pull them out of the ground. And you wrap them in foil, and you set them on the side of your campfire. And then when you pull them out, I've seen those. Okay.
Yeah.
When you pull them out, then that that skin on them is going to be the vegetable itself will be reduced a bit, and that skin is the only thing having contact with the aluminum, so that's why I think it's okay. But you peel that skin off, and it just wants to slip off like a jacket. You know, it just falls right off, and it does not taste anything like what just a plain beet tastes, because plain beets taste pretty plain.
Right.
But when you roast it, it gets a sweet profile, kind of like a carrot. Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's just cool. It's just
right.
Superfood is what it is.
Right.
That's what they make a lot of these superfood powders and stuff out of. It's beets.
Yep. That's good.
Another one that I really love, and I did a whole bunch of these again for the chili, is I roasted a ton of peppers and tomatoes. The tomatoes were all the uglies that he let me take. And it doesn't matter if they're shriveled and rain spotted, because you're just throwing them in the roaster anyway. And in this case, I smoked them. And I smoked a bunch of jalapenos. Mm-hmm. This dude's jalapenos were wicked hot. They were like habaneros.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and you put some of that in the chili?
Yeah.
That, ding. That's why you didn't win. Right there. I mean, I'm serious, though, because people don't like that, right? That they're going to go, ooh, it was too hot.
No, it wasn't hot. I put very little in there.
But you said the ladies came and said, oh, you know why you didn't win?
No. The guy that won, people were complaining that his was too hot.
Oh, all right.
No, mine wasn't hot at all. Mine was super complex.
Okay, I misunderstood.
So. Yeah. No. Onions, another nice thing to roast.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many different types of onions. I mean, I like to roast the Spanish onions because they have so much flavor. They're smaller.
Lisa's trying to eat a little healthier these days, and we've eaten spaghetti squash.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, yep. Two or three times in the
last
month.
Don't like it.
Well,
Maureen does.
It needs a little. It needs to be done enough.
Yeah.
And then you need a little tomato sauce on it, so it's like spaghetti, or some garlic or something, because it, in and of itself, it's almost flavorless.
It's got kind of a funky smell to it.
Well, I don't know about the smell, but see,
I have a great sense of smell.
I don't. COVID still took my smell away 2 years ago, so, and I've not got it back completely.
You
so,
need to pray on that.
Well, okay. Yeah, whatever. The mask didn't work. I know that. But anyway, it's something.
Conrad's not commenting. I know he wants to so bad because right. He's praying for people every day. I know.
No. It's all good.
God bless you, Bob.
You're right.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
Spaghetti squash, again, that market I was at, I bought a bunch of those because my wife loves them.
Right.
Not a fan.
Yeah.
How do you make them? You cut them in half?
Cut them in half and bake them.
Gut them?
Take the – there really isn't
out.
A lot of gutting to
no,
do
No, but there's
it.
A little bit of seed in there.
A little bit, not much.
Stringy,
and then,
weird stuff.
Put a little olive oil on them and put them on a baking pan face down with the cavity down and cook it that way because it kind of steams itself.
Okay.
And it gets done a little bit better that way. Then the upside, if you put them upside, then they burn a little bit by the time they're done. And I don't like that, so I just do them face down, and they seem to work really good. But it's a squash, man. I mean, it's not terribly exciting.
Well, instead of using pasta, you run your fork through it and you shred it, and it looks like spaghetti.
Right.
It's
better for
it
you.
It aren't spaghetti.
No, it isn't pasta. You know, the other one that I do, the squash, because that's another vegetable that can be roasted really well, is the acorn squash.
I know you like those.
They're the dark green ones that are shaped
like
an acorn.
How about pumpkins? Have you ever roasted pumpkins?
No, you know, I'm just
so
not
good.
Into it.
Have you ever smashed them?
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Had to. Sorry.
But back to the acorn squash, because we still have time on this show, and I want to, keep it going and not talk about all this stuff that doesn't matter. So what do you want to talk about? Right? No. Acorn squash, real quick, butter, brown sugar in it. After you got it, take the seeds out. Now that one, there's a little point on the end of it, right?
Yep.
And then in the stem on the other end, you got to cut the stem off, cut the point off because you want it to sit there, but don't go too deep.
Randy sells acorn squash. If you wonder why every few weeks he's pitching them on the
air. They're good for you.
He sells
You're
them.
The one that wanted to talk about roasting vegetables. And they're out there right now. But anyway.
Do you put butter and brown sugar in it?
I do. All right. You've been listening to Grilling, guys. We're about out of time, so we appreciate you tuning in each every week. If you're getting up in the tree, be safe. Get up, get down, Bob, and we'll talk with you next week.
I got this great big knife, cause the hunting is my life. It's my chance to drink beer and get away from the wife. It's a boys' night out, acting stupidly. Say now, baby, baby, don't you think maybe how about you and me, yeah? Well, we partied all night, never made it to our bunks. And I was sitting in the tree stand on a tree day drunk. Wind was blowing 45, temp 30 below. I was freezing to death, then it started to snow. So I got down from the tree stand, start heading for the truck. And that's when I seen it there, the 30-point buck.